Okay, in case you didn't notice, my presentation's not as advertised. This is going to be looking at cotton price forecasts under alternative scenarios. And I'm new to the cotton world, and I wouldn't have been able to do this without my colleague, Dr. Alejandro Plastina, who's currently enjoying much nicer weather in Argentina. So this is our price model, which I kind of want to go just review it really quickly for those who may not be familiar with it before looking at the different scenarios and also looking at what our base assumptions are. The price model was started in 2007, and it's basically, it's a season average, a cutlook A index price with the variables of stock-to-use ratios both in China and outside of China, and also China's net imports, and looking at how that's going to affect it. In 2011, we added onto this model because the explanatory power was not as good, especially leading up. And these are just variables set up to capture prices in 2007, 08, 08, 09, 2010, 11. And this just looks at the difference between what we were forecasting and then what the actual prices are. And as you can see, there's a bit of differences, especially in the last two seasons, which were highlighted. This is because the model depends on our own estimations of what supply and demand will be both in the current season and in the next season. So when our estimations are off, obviously the prices that we're projecting are going to be off. So for our base scenario, this is the world mill use that we're looking at, split between both China and the rest of the world. We're expecting that the rest of the world, because I know that China's just, it's talking about changing its policy, but we don't really know. They haven't provided a lot of details. So right now we're sticking with not a ton changing, at least with they're selling off their reserves. They're not going to be buying into it, but in the scenarios, we're going to look at the reserves. But with the world, so the prices are probably might stay elevated in China, so we're expecting mill use to continue to decline as it has been since 2010-11, with mill use shifting out of China into places like India, Brazil, Vietnam, which you can see with the rest of the world, mill use increasing. Imports, China, we're expecting China to continue unless they happen to release much more additional quota for 14-15 season. And the overall trade's probably going to decrease in the 14-15 season because even though there'll be some outside of China, it's not gonna make up for the lack of China's involvement in trade. This is world ending stocks, which you'll notice that as everyone probably knows, but China is increasing its stocks in the last few years. Its stocks, in 2012-13, it overtook the rest of the world's stocks, and we're expecting it to stay above unless they do happen to dump all of their reserves on the market. But for our base scenario, we're assuming that they're not going to do anything with their reserves next year. So the first scenario that we're looking at is if they were to quickly sell off the stocks but still remain somewhat of a net importer. And I apologize if you guys are all used to bales, but I use it in metric tons. So in this, we're assuming they're going to have to lower the price of the cotton when they're trying to sell off the reserves, which will cause a very large jump in demand to 11.3 million tons, which would be around 55 U.S. bale equivalents, and that they're going to lower their stocks to about 6.5 with about 1 million tons remaining out in the private sector, so that their ending stocks are, they're going to just hold on to about 5.5 million stocks just in case there's another huge price jump in the future. Outside of China, you're looking at so the exports, there's going to be a contraction because China's not going to import as much as they have been. There's not going to be as much exported, which means you're going to have those exports go into ending stocks with almost all of it except for the slight uptick in mill use that would be expected. So with these assumptions, we're expecting the price to be at, with a midpoint of 83 cents per pound, ranging between 68 to $1.02. The second scenario is looking at basically the same, but in this case, rather than having the mill use, the mills in China taking up all that sold stock, they're going to push it out into the world. And so they're going to have the same mill use, the same ending stocks as in the first scenario. They're going to have a slightly smaller increase in mill use in China, and they're going to dump a lot of exports onto the market, which means that someone's going to be importing it, and they're not. There's also not going to be imports or exports in the world market. And then mill use both in China and outside China is going to be the same. But instead, you're going to have a large increase in the stocks held outside of China, which is going to have a huge effect on price. We're expecting it to drop down to around 66 cents, ranging between 54 and 80 cents. This is because in our model, the stock to mill use ratio is probably has the largest impact on the price. The elasticities are like negative 1.2, which means that when the stock to use goes up by about 5%, price will decline by 6%. So adding all of the stocks on will cause a huge, dramatic drop in price. This scenario is looking at a slower release of their reserves. We're assuming that they're going to set the price down lower so that they're going to sell off about 1 million tons, which would be around 4.5 U.S. bales per year. The mill use will stay the same both in China and outside of China. Their ending stocks will still stay relatively high, and outside the stocks outside of China will also increase slightly. And the price, the expected price will be around 81 cents per pound. The last scenario is looking at a slowdown. It's a, kind of ignoring, it's we'll go back to this, kind of like if China did nothing with its reserve stocks and just held on to it. But if there was a slowdown in the economy, we're expecting mill use in China to go down because the prices are still going to be relatively high in China. There'll be no change in mill use for the world. At the same time, China is going to, because even though the mill use is going down, they're still going to need supply, so they're going to take out some of the excess inventory in the world. They're going to import that in, which is around 1 million tons. So, and that leaves ending stocks outside of China down 1 million tons, which leads to a much higher expected price of around $1.07, ranging between 87 and 131. And this is because the stocks outside of China are going to decrease significantly compared to all the other scenarios. Sorry. Well, this is just a summary to kind of look at the different effects on things. The first three scenarios looked at the three. You can see that if China does something with its reserves, the price will go down. And the biggest effect would be if it dumps its excess reserves quickly onto the world market. Where stagnant demand, if China doesn't do anything with its stocks, wouldn't have as negative an effect. If you combine any of these stagnant demand with China dumping, then you you'd probably see also a decline in price. So if you have any questions.
Your time frame, when you're looking over that length of time and you're saying they're drawing down stocks, so what was the time frame again?
So all the prices were for just one season ahead forecast. We don't really do long-term forecasting. So for the fast release scenario would be that they would be dumping that all in like next season. Probably like a longer term would be the one where they're releasing it slow, like drawing down very slowly in the third scenario.
Yeah, I mean, because if you think about it, you know, if there are 55 million barrels setting today, but if you think in a 10-year planning horizon and they go to 25 million barrels, that's a much different scenario than going to 25 million barrels. simply for financial reasons on their own end. But you very well could see them cutting stocks in half over a 5 to 10 year range, which still could lead you to paying the pay to the seeds average, you know, in the 80s, low 80s, you know, over that time range. So
yeah, that'd be like the third scenario. You still see, I mean, because the using our base where they're not doing anything with it, we're forecasting a price of around 92 cents. So you'd see a drop down to 81 cents in the third scenario, which is releasing just 1 million, which would be like one tenth of what their stocks currently are. So, and if they did that every year till they depleted it down, you're still going to see depressed price. Okay. Any other questions? Thank you.